So, Kathy, where are you?
I'm in the town of Greymouth on the west coast of New Zealand. It's 50 kilometers away from the Pike River mine, and it's where we have been since this mine disaster happened. The families have also been kept here. It's been the base camp for where all the pressers have been with the for the media briefings with the authorities and for family briefings with the police and the Pike River Coal Company. Only authorized members of the rescue team have actually been allowed up onto the mine site. Just recently, some busloads of families were taken up there to see the site, but other than that, it's all been happening here at Greymouth, and that's also where we've just heard the news that there's been a second explosion up in the mine and that no one could have survived it.
So what's the general mood?
Well, sadness. These people have lost family members, and they were holding out for any hope, and that hope has now been dashed. It's what they suspected all along. No one really, in their heart of hearts, I think, believed that they could have survived such a major blast, the first one that happened on Friday. But there was just a glimmer of hope that maybe if they were in the right place with water and access to fresh air, that perhaps at least some, even one, might have survived. But obviously now it's just devastation and despair. But there's also some anger. We've already heard from one father of one of the miners, Laurie Drew, who has accused already the mine company of unsafe practices, and he's calling for a royal commission. He wants to find out what went wrong here.
Where to from here with retrieval efforts? If there's no possibility of getting human beings into the mine, will it not become a burial site?
Well, that is the question. Certainly one of the things Laurie Drew said is, I want my son back. Everyone wants to be able to bury their loved ones, and certainly that's something that Peter Whittle, the CEO, referred to in his press conference just a short time ago. They are saying that this is now a recovery effort where before it was a rescue effort, but they are still hoping to get rescue teams in there to retrieve the bodies and return them to their families. However, we don't know for sure if that will definitely happen. Earlier in this day, Gary Knowles, the superintendent of police who's been heading up this whole operation, was asked the question, is there a possibility that this mine will never be safe for rescuers to go in? And he said they're preparing for all options, and yes, that's one of them.
So just a last question. The one word we haven't heard is confirmed. They haven't obviously been confirmed dead because nobody's seen them. Is there any chance at all that any of them could be alive despite all of this, all of these comments that there's no hope?
Well, Peter Whittle certainly doesn't think so. Throughout all of this, there's been no way to make contact with the miners if indeed they had survived the first explosion, and they've been trying to get cameras, robots, different ways to see what the situation was inside the mine. But even when they were drilling holes and even when they were sending in robots, that wasn't necessarily where they thought the miners would be. What they've been doing the whole time was just trying to test air quality and figure out if it was safe to send rescue teams in. And that they had a general idea of where the miners were, and they haven't been able to see what's going on down there. So likewise now, they can't see whether or not these miners were killed by the explosion. What they do know, though, is that the first one was a hugely powerful blast, so was the second one, and by all accounts, they seem quite certain that there is no way that anyone could have survived this blast.
Kathy Novak, thanks very much for your time.
Thanks.